Welcome to Just a Minute, a gracious and civilized game of erudition, articulacy, and wit, with 8 rounds, 2 submissions, or a knockout to decide the winner. First, my guests, and as usual, I'm accompanied by my close friend, bodyguard, hairstylist, and home help, Tony Slattery! A comedy writer and performer who's written and starred in award-winning radio comedy series, as well as being a stand-up comedian. He's written for Dave Allen and episodes of the last series of Drop the Dead Donkey. It is Nick Rebel! And am I right? One of the founding fathers of British satire, personally responsible for the downfall of the Macmillan government in 1963. He's at it again on the Rory Bremner Show, which has the major government not inconsiderably concerned. It's John Fortune! And lastly, one of the veterans of Just a Minute. He's been with the show since it started on radio 27 years ago. Actor, producer, author, after-dinner speaker, and television's first ever comedy monk. It's Derek Nimmo! Those are the four who this week are going to play Just a Minute, and the rules are ridiculously simple until you try and play the game. And then they're simply ridiculous. I ask them to speak in turn, if they can, on the subject that I give them. They try and do that without hesitating, without repeating anything or deviating from the subject. They can repeat the subject on the card. That's all they can do. They can challenge, of course. And if I uphold the challenge, they gain a point. And if not, the one who's speaking gains a point. And we begin the show this week with My Elephant and Castle. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
My elephant and castle. Oh, my dear, you must be my elephant and castle. So said the King of England when he was introduced to a lady from Spain who was known as the Infanta from Castile. And as the King did not speak very good English, he thought that that...
Sorry, I think there was repetition of King there.
There was a repetition of King, repetition, I'm afraid. Yeah. And Tony Slattery, you had a correct challenge. You have My Elephant and Castle, 42 seconds, starting now.
Well, in the 8 tons of colour supplements that attach themselves to today's Sunday Times, there's often a feature which is about one's favourite place, like My Islington or My Blackburn. You never hear My...
Yes.
My.
Yes.
No, My is on the card, My Elephant and Castle. You can use the word.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't want to put an elephant
you
card
did,
right
there. Left it off.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Please, you're indulgent.
He's so frightfully gracious with it, isn't he?
Tony, you have
any... Pompous is the word you're looking for.
Yes, but I'm not as rude as you, Derek. I don't use those words.
I'm trying to be accurate, that's all.
And rude as well. Right, Tony, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. 30 seconds are left. My Elephant and Castle, starting now.
My Elephant and Castle. Well, I know the place. I live quite near there. How to describe it? It's a series of not terribly concentric circles which continually bypass...
Yes, John.
You can't have not terribly concentric circles.
No, they can either be concentric or not. A very, very shrewd, yes, very shrewd. What I call an intellectual challenge.
We're going to get more than that.
Right, John, are you ready?
Yes.
To take over? 23 seconds, My Elephant and Castle, starting now.
I don't have an elephant, but I have a castle, a small model of a castle, which I keep in my toy cupboard. You may be surprised that I still have a toy cupboard at my age.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
I'm rather surprised you've got 2 toy cupboards.
Yes.
Because you repeated toy cupboard. It's a difficult game.
It's a very difficult game, isn't it?
I know. But they do love the way you... It is, we do love the way you play it, John, and that's important. Derek,
stop
patronizing. I only flirt with the opposite sex when they come on the show. Derek.
Oh, yes.
Butch Nick.
That is to stop all those stories about you and me.
I don't want them stopped. I want the flames of rumour fanned. I want to run my fingers lightly over your dreaming body. I want a shipwreck in your thighs.
Yes, all right.
The toy closet.
Are the Sunday tabloids listening? Right. Derek Nimmo, you had a correct challenge. Another point for you. 16 seconds. My Elephant and Castle, starting now.
The Elephant and the Castle actually was the crest of the Cutler's Company. Because in times of war, long gone, elephants used to carry on their backs castles. And ivory was the product of the elephant. And therefore, the aforementioned flatware makers used it as their...
Well, On that occasion, it was Derek Nimmo speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point for doing so. He's equal now in the lead with John Fortune. And, Derek Nimmo, we'd like you to take the next round. Oh, a long one, this...
Can I write it down, please?
Yes, you do, because you left out the my last time. We do know that. What I would do with Battersea Power Station. What I would do with Battersea Power Station. 60 seconds as usual, starting...
Hang on!
This is not the radio, right, you know. No, got pictures. Okay, you're perfectly boring when you're writing things down there, Derek. What I would do...
You're perfectly boring when you're not the end of your door, you do.
Oh, gosh, he's so rude, isn't he? Right, what I would do with Battersea Power Station, starting now.
What I would do... I've always had tremendous desire to turn...
Yes. There was a stumble there, hesitation.
It was not at all.
You said, I've always had a desire.
I did not.
Now, I'll show you how fair I am. In spite of what he just said to me, I don't think he's stumbled. I think he changed direction, but didn't put it up. Blah, blah, blah. So, you keep the subject, 57 seconds. What I would do with Battersea Power Station, starting
I
now.
I think basically, Battersea Power Station.
Sorry, I thought he was going to try and say Battersea.
Yes, he was, but he failed.
Do you think that, so? I think he got out of it rather well.
No, that was hesitation, because it was or deviation. From...
I might have deviated. I might have made a total cock-up already, but I didn't actually hesitate.
Well, you did all those things, so all right. Nick Revel, you have 56 seconds to tell us something about what I would do with Battersea Power Station starting now.
I would not...
No, of course. Well, 55 seconds on the subject, starting now.
Battersea Power Station and what I would do with it. I would knock it down and build a large...
John Fortune.
He hesitated before he thought what he was going to do.
No. That was a dramatic pause.
It was.
They won't know now, you see, what I was going to do with it, what I was going to build.
But the drama and the tension was...
But, Nick, they might like to hear what John Fortune's going to do with it, because it was a...
Right, fine.
50 seconds, John. What I would do with Battersea Power Station starting now?
I would turn it upside down and make it a billiard table.
Well said, John. Well said. And Derek Nimmo.
He stopped.
Of course he did.
He stopped because they stopped me.
I know.
Bad luck.
It was what is called riding the laugh, but I think he wrote it too long. Derek, back with the subject. To you, 47 seconds, starting now.
I feel so sorry for the dear Princess of Royal, who has to look out your window.
The Princess of Wales. But not the Princess
when
of
he
Royal.
Knows he's wrong, he always looks at you.
The basilisk stare,
but he can't wriggle out of it. That is the way. Right, 43 seconds for you, Tony Slattery, on what I would do with Battersea Power Station starting now.
I know what I'd do with Battersea Power Station. I'd drop it on the Elephant and Castle because it's an appalling eyesore and a crap landmark. Other uses for the Battersea Power Station would be to dismantle it and then move it 10 inches to the right and put it up again.
Yes. He laughed as he was hesitating. He did. He was trying to cover up.
Yes, all right. I agree with you.
You agree with me?
Yes, I agree with you.
Oh, wow. What a black.
Yes. God,
it's tough sitting next to you. Really.
29 seconds, Nick Revel, on what I would do with Battersea Power Station, starting now.
I would not demolish Battersea Power Station. I would drop Michael Portillo and Peter Lilly from separate chimneys at the same time to see who hit the ground first. Not that I would care, as long as I knew it was a high enough fall and that they would both hit the aforementioned...
Yes.
Repetition of hit.
See who's going to hit.
I was trying to avoid saying ground twice.
I know, you said the heel.
I've already blown it.
Right. 16 seconds with you, Tony Slattery, on the subject, starting now.
I'd put one of the chimneys in Nick Revel's mouth. This might stop him shouting in my ear.
Right, Nick Revel.
Deviation, it wouldn't stop me shouting in my ear.
Just make you even louder, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it would.
Nick, you've got the subject back. 11 seconds, what I do with Battersea Power Station starting now.
Having let two politicians fall from the power station...
Yes.
Falls, right.
There were four.
Oh, he's sharp on that,
yes,
isn't he?
He has been playing it for 27 years, you know.
Oh, right. Just keep harping on that.
I'm not harping, I just mentioned it,
I
right?
I ought to play with a Zimmer.
I wonder what your pastime was. Right, Derek.
Nicholas has got a bath rug under here.
That's right.
We face him out to sea when we take you to Eastbourne, don't we? You like it, as long as you keep dry.
Tony Satchel, this material isn't going very well.
It's going all right.
Derek Nimmo, 8 seconds.
Better than your tour of universities, but anyway. Sorry, he's on a tour of universities, and often he gets stoned and there's... not drugs.
No, no.
People just... Sorry, Nimmo. I'm sorry.
Carry on. All right, that's all right. I can take it all, and the youngsters like to take me, so that's great. Right, 8 seconds with you, Derek, on... What? You look like a basilisk on occasions, right? Eight
basilisk? No such word.
You know this.
It's just gibberish.
Basilisk. Right. 8 seconds, Derek Nimmo. What I would do with Battersea Power Station, starting now.
What I would do with Battersea Power Station is to knock it down and ask Mr. Quinlan Terry to come along and design a great Palladian mansion like he's done so well at Richmond.
The next round is Tony Slattery, and the subject, my Wimbledon racket. Tony, can you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
I once had a dream where I was in the Wimbledon final, curiously, with Martina Navratilova. And the result was the same as it always is when that marvellous tennis player meets her opposition. She licked me clean. Now, the point is, I then decided that I was never going to become a professional player, but I'd start a Wimbledon racket. I would become a tout. I styled myself as Nick, the aforesaid person who deals in black market tickets, and I trolled up and down the Wimbledon High Road think...
What?
I'm so sorry.
hesitation?
Frankly.
He thought of it
as Paul having a blinding flash, wasn't he?
I think he saw the image of himself trolling, and it didn't please him at all.
No.
John Fortune, you had a correct challenge of hesitation. My Wimbledon racket is a subject. 29 seconds are left, starting now.
I use my Wimbledon racket, which is only called by that name because it's not used at Wimbledon, but I use it to strain spaghetti.
I suppose is a hesitation.
It is, rather, yes. Yes, I agree with you.
22 seconds. You've got your Wimbledon racket back again, Tony, starting now.
I once decided my Wimbledon racket...
Nick Revel, yes.
Well, he's lost the power of speech, hasn't he?
So you have my Wimbledon racket, and there are 19 seconds starting now.
My Wimbledon racket was made of plywood, which made it very hard to return the ball when I was playing in centre court, funnily enough, against Bjorn Borg, in a dream also, where I... Sorry, I just saw Bjorn Borg.
But Slattery got in first.
Yes, hesitation.
5 seconds are left on the subject, Tony, starting now.
Well, I think my favourite Wimbledon...
Yes. Yes. And there are 4 seconds for you, Derek, on the subject, starting now.
My Wimbledon racket was given to me by Fred Perry, who won the championship 3 times.
Derek Nimmo was again speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and he's one ahead of Tony Slattery at the end of the round. And I'm going to change things slightly now. Instead of giving them a subject to speak on, I am going to offer our panelists an object. That thing has opened, and there it is. That was nice and sinister, wasn't it? A little bell in front. John Fortune, look at it. And can you talk about it in 60 seconds, starting now?
This is obviously a chastity belt upside down, rather like the Battersea Power Station. The legs, as I divine, are supposed to go either side of those little holes, and the bell in front is supposed to warn the wearer.
Yeah. Repetition of supposed to.
Supposed to, supposed to. Bad luck, John. 48 seconds. You've got in there, Tony Slattery. There's the object. Tell us what you can about it in this game, starting now.
Early tennis rackets were not terribly good, as we can see from this object. The idea of trying in 1813 to serve an ace with this on that hallowed turf is just incomprehensible.
Derek Nimmo.
Deviation has got nothing to do with the subject at all.
Talking rubbish.
Looks like an early tennis racket to me, actually. I'll better turn you up on that one.
Right, well, then you keep that to your side of the thing. Derek, you have a correct challenge, deviation. 36 seconds on the object, starting now.
The object was made of metal. It was used for putting over a skull's head the bell in front to deter her from speaking further. You can see how it can be fastened very firmly at the back. The eyes can look through and there's a mouth and a nose. And devil's ears. Very popular actor in the West Country, particularly if you go down to Cornwall, where they found...
yes. I don't know that place. Cornwall.
You're so devious. You're all down in the West Country. That's the trouble.
No.
Oh, no. They talk most in Cornwall down there. Right, now then, you've got a correct challenge. So, yes, you won't have St. Cornwall. 18 seconds. Tell us about this object starting now.
Yes, this Halloween mask of Andrew Lloyd Webber can be yours. If you send £13 care of Just a Minute, it will be sent to you under plain wrapper and in a box. Charm your neighbours and your friends by singing...
Yes,
Andrew Lloyd Webber, is it?
Well, yeah. The similarity is pretty clear to me.
You are very interesting and entertaining, but you're actually deviating from the subject.
Okay.
So, back with you, Derek, with 6 seconds to go, starting now.
If you go to the Museum of Medieval...
I suppose the Museum of Medieval is in Cornwall.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Nick, you have 4 seconds to tell us something about this object starting now.
This early air-conditioned motorcycle helmet was...
Sorry, no, you've got in half
a
second.
I thought there was a bit of a pause.
I was letting them laugh! I was letting the audience into the show, wasn't I? I just paused for the laugh, didn't I?
Nick.
You're so lovely when you're angry.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So you have half a second. Half a second on the subject starting now.
Goes round and...
Right. So Nick Revel was then speaking as the whistle went and gained a point and won just before, and he's still in third place.
Can you tell us what it is?
I will tell you what it is, but actually we have to give a bonus point to Derek Nimmo because he did actually deduce what it was. Derek, you are absolutely right. It is a widow's scold, a medieval device to prevent a widow in mourning from being tempted to kiss anybody or indulge in any other kind of frivolity. Mind you, she could have indulged in another frivolity over her head. Another part of anatomy was quite clear. But anyway, that's
the government. The government are thinking about bringing these back, aren't they? Yeah. In the new Back to Basic Moral Values campaign that they're
that's gone down
the next
very flat. I think that's a modern one.
You're a jolly good girl. You're trying to be
dying.
Witty and amusing.
I know.
Horrid, I think. Absolutely horrid.
Thank you, Derek.
You've always been like this.
You're not nearly as bad as the things you say about me. Right, I think we should all take a break now and try and get to know each other just a little bit better in a jacuzzi of warm Talama Salata. So we'll see you all after this.
Play Just a Minute with the Evening Standard.
Welcome back to Just a Minute and the second half of our mission. So let's boldly go into the unknown territory of the next round. And here I don't give a subject to our panelists. I ask our audience to suggest a subject on which they would like them to speak. Any ideas for subjects from our audience?
Luton Airport.
Luton Airport, yes, we've had that. Yes?
Chatham Dock.
Chatham Dock, okay, yeah. Yeah. Obviously a native of that area, right, yes.
Pulling at the Hammersmith Palais.
Pulling at the Hammersmith Palais?
Yes, sir.
Who come on talking to me? Anyway, Derek, we wanted to begin with one. Would you like to talk about pulling at the Hammersmith Palais?
No.
Would you prefer one of the other subjects then?
No. Right, I'll talk about Luton Airport, if you like.
All right, talk about Luton Airport, all right. So he's a bit shy about pulling at the Hammersmith Palais. So he's going to tell us something about Luton Airport, 60 seconds, starting now.
Luton Airport is probably one of the most unpleasant airports in the whole wide world. I've been to all 5 continents, and apart from Hobart in Tasmania, it's quite the nastiest that I've ever seen. Principally because when you get
fortune challenged.
Hobart isn't a continent, is it?
No, I'm talking about places in continents.
You're talking about incontinent?
Yeah. All 5 continents. Luton Airport isn't a continent either,
is it? It's a big challenge, so you get another point. 48 seconds, Luton Airport starting now.
They always have trolleys there, but when you get hold of them, they have one wheel that turns left, and you go downhill, hating desperately to pull them back. Why are you hanging onto your bandwagon?
I want to talk about Luton Airport.
Don't you
you've gone, I guess. It is.
Yeah, right, you challenge first, Nick. You had a correct challenge of deviation. You take over the subject, Luton Airport, 37 seconds, starting now.
The curious thing about Luton Airport is that when one is not seeing Lorraine Chase drinking a...
Oh, bugger!
I was going to say the brand, wasn't I?
Yes, right.
She wasn't actually drinking our bugger, she was drinking something quite different.
Derek, you had a correct challenge.
Yes.
And there are 31 seconds on Luton Airport starting now.
7-4 dittos very seldom take off from that particular place because that runway is not long enough.
I'm Chinese. I'm Chinese.
Very good,
No, they have runways in Hong Kong, but not much over there.
A runway not wrong enough.
No.
For what I...
25 seconds, Luton Airport with you, Tony, starting now.
I visited Luton Airport the other week, and I met someone called Group Captain Sir Arnold Hyphen Bagshot. I said, are you writing a book? He said, yes, it's about pulling the Hammersmith Ballet. And then I decided to get onto a plane and seek my fortune. But it didn't take off because the runway was iced and slippery, and there was too much fog. And so
it was only the other week. It wasn't iced.
The other week? Well, the other week...
Not this one.
He was using a colloquial...
Right. The other one. Because he's only conscious 2 or 3 weeks every few years.
One of the other ones when I was, like, together.
I think it would be a harsh challenge against you, Tony. So you keep the subject. 5 seconds. Luton Airport starting now.
The thing about eating in the...
So that's what happened Sunday. Yes, Nick, you...
He appeared to vomit in the act of trying to talk. Which I presume is deviation
hesitation. Yes, but you only get 1 point. 3 seconds. Luton Airport, Nick, starting now.
Last time I was at Luton Airport, Derek Nimmo ran me over on a shopping trolley, which he was...
Nick Revel was then speaking as the whistle went and gained an extra point for doing
so.
He's moved up to third place. Derek Nimmo is still in the lead, just ahead of Tony Slattery. John the Fortune is trailing a little, and I think Nick, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the angel. Can you tell us something about the angel in this game, starting now?
The Angel, of course, is a tube station on the Northern Line in Islington. I'm very fond of this particular place because it's near where I live. It is also a square on the Monopoly board. Every time I travel there on a tube, I'm delighted because now they have escalators rather than the lift where you used to have to sit and wait for hours and hours and hours and hours until somebody interrupted you for repetition and it's all Tony Slattery.
So it was Derek Nimmo got in first. Right, 40 seconds, Derek, on the angel, starting now.
I suppose the angel must be the archangel Michael, the king, the prince of the heavens. Beneath him are many other angels, all subservient to him. What did you push his hand for?
Did you push his hand for? Did you witness
that, angel?
John Fortune put his hand.
I was just about to press my...
Well, he might well have been, but you didn't do it,
complain about deviation.
That's right. And John Fortune is entitled to have a little help from the chairman.
Why?
Because he's only played it once, never played it before, and you played it for 27 years.
This is
so
true.
John, I give you the benefit of the doubt. Yes, a good challenge.
What?
Well listened. And 29 seconds...
Can we hear what the challenge is for a start?
Well, the hesitation and deviation, yes. 29 seconds, John, starting now.
Walking away from the Angel tube station, I often turn right and move down the hill towards the City Road. I do this because my grandmother used to live in the City Road, where she had...
Repetition of City Road.
Oh, yes, very true.
Tony Slattery. Correct challenge. 18 seconds. Armed. Again, the Angel, of course. They're starting now.
I had a dream the other day and I was visited by a vision in white. It was Margaret Rutherford. She has ascended into the great heavens where all the best actresses go. She said, I am the angel, come to take you to the celestial paradise that is my domicile. Take my hand and I will show you...
So Tony Slattery was then speaking as the whistle went. Again, an extra point for doing so. And I'm afraid we have no more time for just a minute this week. So Tony did very well in that round, but he didn't quite catch up with Derek Nimmo. So with the most points scored, our winner this week, Derek Nimmo. And... our chief engineer tells me that the dilithium crystals that are throbbing in the engine room of this mighty show cannot take it any longer. So it only remains to say good night from Tony Slattery, Nick Revel, John Fortune, Derek Nemo, and myself, Nicholas Parsons. Until the next time we beam ourselves down into your homes to play Just a Minute. From then, from all of us, good night.
And those crystals will be revving up again at the same time next week.